Hi, folks, and welcome back. This is the Mastery Horsemanship Podcast. We're going to talk about not getting stuck doing the same old thing every single day. How you do things on day one is not how you should do things on day 10. At least it shouldn't be. First contact is different than fourth contact, and so on. If you have a skeptical horse that requires a special kind of approach to put the halter on, that's okay, right? That's okay. What's not okay is to think that it will always be that way and allow a habit to develop that keeps you and this horse locked in disharmony and uncertainty. I've seen people approach their horse in the field with their eyes down and their feet slow like it was the first time the horse had ever seen a human, only it was the 100th time the horse had seen humans. It's totally possible that people get stuck doing what they did on day one for way too long and failing to make progress with planned steps and training. So I want you to be careful not to settle into what your horse gives you. It's okay to demand a little more each day from your horse. Of course, there's physical limitations you have to watch for, your horse's joints and body, but their mind is flexible and they can adapt quickly. A wild Mustang in my training, for instance, will take time on day one to allow me to touch him, but by day 10, I can sprint up to him in the wide open field with a halter in my hand and she eagerly awaits the gifts that I have for her and the time that we spend together. Just think, the horse has 23 hours a day to do whatever he wants and one with you to be a human's partner. Knowing that should give you permission to ask a little more. It should be okay with that. That's okay. That's a pretty fair trade. The reason I'm saying all this is because most people get a result on day one or day two and settle for that same result on day three through day 300. For instance, if it takes me 2 hours to get my horse to put his front feet in the trailer on day one, that doesn't mean I should expect that on day two. I should expect more. I should get past that point. I should always demand a little bit more. The same principle goes for riding the walk, the trot, the canter. The same principle goes for posture in the saddle. The same principle goes for progress in general. It's insane to get the same result day after day. Why settle for that? What's wrong with asking a little more of yourself and your horse? Sure, your horse will get frustrated. So what? Kids at school get frustrated with math problems. Should we tell the teacher to stop asking harder math problems? No, we want to learn. You want your kids to grow. Don't let frustration dictate the outcome of what you do day to day. Work through the frustration to get a better end point. End on a good note, then come back tomorrow and end on an even better note. It's true that some days you just can't win. But those are the days where you run out of time and you have to leave for an appointment, or you misread the horse's physical limitations and you forgot to add recess and recovery time. If you had the time, you'd never fail with your horse. I say that again. If you have time, you won't ever fail with your horse. Your horse needs breaks and recesses to recover, but he doesn't need you to demand so little. I'm going to do a quick overview of my 10-day colt start so you see what it's like. Well, generally speaking, there's some variations to this, but this is a general idea of what a 10-day colt start. Think of a horse that's never been ridden, ever been touched by a human, never really worked with a human before. So here we go. Day one, after some bonding and boundaries and getting to know this horse a little bit and some warm-up, I demand that the horse stand still for saddling and mounting. No riding. It might take 2 hours to get to this point. It might only take 10 minutes to get to this point, depending on what the horse has learned already. But the point is, day one, I have pretty high demands. I want my horse to stand still while I put the saddle on. And if he moves, I don't allow it. I ask him back and I reward him back in that standing position. And he starts to feel rewarded for being there and consequences for leaving there. And pretty soon he gets it. He goes, oh, standing is cool. So he learns to stand for saddling and stand for mounting. Now, day two, I basically repeat what happened on day one, but it takes less time. And then I ask the horse to carry the saddle, not me, just the saddle, in the walk, the trot, the canter, until there's no adverse reaction to those transitions. Now, everybody's got a different process. That's not the point. The point is you're going to see in 10 days how much progress I make. Day three, we repeat the previous day, plus we ask the horse to carry me at the walk, just the walk. So he's done walk, trot, canter under saddle. We're carrying the saddle. Now he carries me at the walk. Turning, stopping at the walk, that's cool. And then we just work on it till he's really solid. Also, side note, there are some things I'm doing on the ground not related to riding, you know, confidence building things, working with the tarp or a long rope or whatever, just to build confidence. But I'm not going to get into those details right now. I just want you to see day four. We repeat the previous days, but it takes less time. He's done it before now. And then we integrate a few steps of trotting into the work. And it might take 2 hours in that day four just to get those couple of good steps to trot. It might only take 10 minutes to get to that point. Day five, I repeat the previous days. So I'm practicing what we've already done and moving on. We integrate more steps of trotting until I can trot a full course of turns and stops and up or down transitions, all without adverse reactions. That doesn't mean I don't get adverse reactions. It just means that by the end of the day, that's my goal. So it takes 2 hours and I have to work through some hesitations and some little hiccups, but I do, and I work through it. I don't just say, uh-oh, we're stuck here for the next 2 years. I move on. I get it good and I move on. On the next day, I repeat the previous days, plus I integrate a few steps of canter. It might take a long time to get to those few steps, but it's worth it. Day seven, I repeat previous days again, integrate more canter steps until I can hold the canter for just a little while, maybe 10 steps or so. Day eight, I repeat the previous days. Do you see how things, the basics are getting really, really solid now? And I'm just integrating, just trickling in a little bit more of the tough stuff. So I integrate a little bit more canter into what we do. And we have a small canter course full of turns, stops, transitions, up, down transitions, all without adverse reactions. That's the end goal of day eight. Day nine, we repeat the previous days. Plus, we integrate riding outside the arena at the walk and possibly the trot. So now we've got some tools that we don't have to teach, we can actually use. And day 10, repeat the previous days. That might be the bulk of your training, but you get to integrate riding outside the arena in a challenging situation and integrate canter into riding outside the arena. Now take note, reread or re-listen to that process to see what I'm saying. At no point do I allow my horse to buck while I'm on his back. This process has actually kept me safe by ensuring no adverse reactions before I take the next step. In other words, if you go all the way back to day one and day two, I'm not walking him. On day two, I'm walking him. But that's only because on day one, he had zero adverse reactions to being saddled and being mounted. Zero. We ended with a perfect standstill saddling and mounting. And on day two, we started with some really good walk, trot, and canter under saddle with no adverse reactions. By the way, it's not till day three that I actually ask him to carry me at the walk. So you can see that it's like really good results, trickle in a little more challenging thing, but I'm basing it all on a really, really good foundation. Okay, so you see the process. A lot of variations to the process, sure. Equipment, tools, styles, techniques. Some trainers do it all in 5 days, some do it in 30 days, some do it in 2 years. Most novice trainers need about 6 months to reach those same 10-day program. That's perfectly fine. The point is, it's not how fast you move forward, it's the fact that you do move forward. Don't get stuck hoping your horse will get better somehow with time. Put in the time yourself to ensure he or she does get better. Get more out of day two than you did out of day one. That goes for everything. If you want a better liberty, you know, working with no ropes, if you want a better connection with your horse, make a 10-day program of what progress looks like for you and start on that path. Make sure you get more out of day two than you did out of day one. Notice the progress seems slow, but by day 10, it's going quickly. And before you know it, you're at liberty in wide open fields. Progress past day one, or not getting stuck doing the same thing, means you see what day 10 looks like. You actually build a plan. You see it. So you can mechanically break down what day two should look like, day three, day one. This will ensure you never settle for less than what's possible. So if you're stuck doing the same thing, if you're getting the same results time after time with your horse, change it. Make a plan. Make a progress plan. Make a 10-day plan. You will notice huge progress. Give yourself breaks. Give your horse breaks. Be patient. Be open. Be clear. You don't want to be the person who looks back a year from now and says, I really haven't done anything this year. Wow, I can't believe I'm still not doing the thing I said I'd be doing. I can't believe I'm still stuck only getting the front feet in my horse's trailer. I can't believe I'm still stuck not getting the canter at liberty or riding the canter. It's only because you allowed day 10 to look like day one. Be progressive, be positive, be as natural as you can be, and get past day one. I want you to comment below. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. And as always, check out the Mastery Horsemanship website for more information, more updates, cool opportunities. Join my Horse Mastery group. Can you imagine being part of a group of people that are dedicated to progress and mastery in a natural way? Well, you can be a part of that group. And I want you there. This is Don Jessup signing off.